And now, the talk continues with The Mark Shander Show on Arizona's News Talk 1260 and 96.1 FM. Once again, here's your host, Mark Shander.
17 minutes after the hour on The Mark Shander Show, this is Arizona News Talk 1260 and 96.1 FM. And we're talking about veterans issues, actually, and what happens after, on a daily basis, you've lived the military lifestyle, and now you're starting to get readjusted back to being really a civilian. And there's got to be shock, Vern Bagley, about suddenly realizing that you are one of the folks that you have been serving, and someone else is now serving you. How does that make you feel?
Well, that was probably, and I think in your case, Melissa, for veterans that I meet and today coming out through today, it's probably one of the most difficult things, readjustment from military life to civilian life. One of the things that I talk about a lot during my show, The Voice of Veterans, is that we as veterans have to learn, relearn, and again, it's a key, relearn that we are now in control of our lives, and we get to think on our own about what is right and what is wrong.
Yeah.
Too often, we sit back as veterans and wait for that sergeant, that lieutenant, that whomever to tell us what to do. And it's become so ingrained, Mark, that you, at least I did, Melissa, I went to the point of, this is how I, who's going to tell me how to think politically? Who's going to tell me, where do I, going through that type of anxiety as I was making the transition.
I struggle, even today, I mean, it's been, I got out in 2008 after a stint in Iraq, and even to this day, if somebody comes up behind me and like needs me to do something, if they don't ask it in the right way, I don't get what they're telling me to do. Mm-hmm. It's like I need somebody to be a little bit more commanding with it and really take charge of something. Something as simple as like, hey, can you, you know, do the dishes with my husband? And if he just goes, hey, you know, you mind doing the dishes or something? I'm just like, what? But if he comes in and says, hey, honey, can you do the dishes? Right. And then it's just more of a commanding voice. I'm like, oh, yes, okay, let's get it done.
How has that changed since you were in the National Guard? Because before that, were you more open to suggestion? Did you kind of understand when somebody says, hey, would you, you know, how do you feel about doing this, that they're really insinuating, hey, you know, put two and two together, make this happen for us. I'm trying to be polite about it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to tell you what to do, which is a lot different when somebody is giving you instructions. And it's not really, I've noticed, and correct me if I'm wrong, both you guys, but they're not telling you what to do. They're giving you instructions. And the perception that people have is, I'm being told what to do. And that may be a difference between being in an incarceration facility and being in a military facility where they're helping to instruct you to, so that you're getting to the same goal. Because the people in a penal facility are not trying to get you to the same goal. They're trying to tell you what to do.
What you're talking about, Mark, from my standpoint, is that's one of the big differences from my time frame and your time frame. Military has become a lot more politically and socially savvy than when I was in. I mean, if you didn't give me an order, I didn't do it. Okay, if you come up, just like you're saying, if somebody come up and said, hey, would you mind doing this? I go, well, you know, I don't know. You know, but they come up and say, Bagley, you go do this.
Yeah.
You go do that. And it was always in that manner, and it was not necessarily in that nice a tone. And that's the way in the 60s, the mid to, in that time frame, that we were treated. Now, today, there's a little more touchy-feely.
Yes, there is.
That it goes on. At least that's what I've experienced in talking
so,
about.
So, Melissa, explain that to me. What's touchy-feely? Because you agreed with that. And what is touchy-feely, number one? And what does it mean in terms of asking you to do something versus telling you to do something? Or what do you? How's it touchy-feely?
Okay, well, I wouldn't necessarily use the words touchy-feely, but lax. Like when I went through basic training, one of the big things is they couldn't I guess what, you know, they couldn't touch us. And I think it was probably a lot different when you went through, you know, you did something wrong, it smack you upside the head. They couldn't touch us at all.
Yeah.
Of course, they always say that there's no men and women in the military. There's male and females.
That's right.
But that's not true, because something as simple as, you know, as a woman, if my cycle had started, I can easily just say, excuse me, I need to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to let me. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's very different. If a guy said that, they're just like, sit down.
Yeah.
You know, and that side of it is a lot different, I know. And then even talking to kids that had gone in like 3 or 4 years after I came out, they get their cell phones in basic training.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
No. I mean, they had their cell phones all through basic training. They could call home every night and stuff. And I'm like, you really need to distance yourself from everything to go through that. You have to.
Were you aware of that, Vern?
Oh, yes. Of today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, just take for example, when I was in Vietnam, for one full year, I was pretty well cut off from my family. Now, let's just talk about technology differences between 1968 and here at 2012. And that simply is that we now have the ability to almost instantly call Iraq, Afghanistan,
yeah,
are back, coming back. I remember a day here we're doing a show, and I get on the screen here, I got a call from so-and-so, Afghanistan. I thought the board op was playing with me, right? Well, the truth of the matter is that it was really a young man whose family lives here in Phoenix, who told them about the show, and they could listen to it on the internet. He and his squad were sitting at a forward operating base. They were off duty listening to the show, and he just called in to basically say, hi, mom, dad, my friends, I'll be home in 2 months, ba, 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 done. Ours was all snail mail. And to communicate back and forth, I mean, you wrote a letter. And you waited.
Those
for
are the things you push when you push a keyboard. It shows up on your screen. Those are letters.
You know, and that was it. So the communications, I think, it's a good thing and a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing is that you can stay in touch when you know that there are some issues maybe going on that you want to stay apprised of.
Yes.
With your family.
Yes.
The bad thing is, and I had one of our veterans that we worked with through Military Families Foundation. He gets a call from his wife. She called him. He had one of those. They bought one of those international mm-hmm. cell phones with prepaid time or whatever. And she calls him, and he's getting ready to go out on patrol. He's in the infantry, and getting ready to go out on patrol. And she's saying to him, "Hey, they're getting ready to shut off our water. What do I do?" And now here he is getting ready to go outside the wire. He's in the infantry, getting ready to go outside the wire into a village, and he's got the worries and concerns on his shoulders of the payment of a utility bill back home.
Now, on top of that, I have to ask, from a security perspective, there's a couple of things. Every time you turn your phone on, there's mm-hmm. communication with a cell site that identifies. People, you know, really don't think about this any more than they think, well, it's an invasion of my privacy. But the fact of the matter is, cellular companies have to know where your phone is or they can't send a call to it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they find out technically where an individual is, so why couldn't the enemy? And then the other thing is that do you really want to risk the information that may come within that conversation with somebody overhearing that's not part of a military operation, or it isn't a secured line? And that seems to me that if boot camp is in a place like New Jersey or New York or California or Pennsylvania or some of the common places that you hear about specific boot camps for different branches being in, you know, that's okay as long as that's not somebody who's on active duty out in it with assignments. But it seems to me that if the people have assignments and they really need to make sure that nobody else knows where they are, especially family. I mean, there's reasons why they don't tell your family where you're at.
Yeah, we had a lot of briefings like prior to going over, and then while we were over there, it was reiterated to us on multiple occasions, you know, don't give details. Don't say, hey, tomorrow at 5 p.m., I'm going outside the wire and we're going to the police station to pull a duty.
Yeah.
You just don't talk about that sort of stuff. And we had some people that kind of did you know, let too much detail, and nothing, luckily for us, nothing really happened to us, but I've heard the stories and I've seen the injuries come in when people do that. And somebody has found out what's going on. Something as simple as saying that, and we had a lot of the local nationals come on our FOB, which is the forward operating base you were talking about. They would come on and do, like we had a barber shop and stuff, and something as simple as me saying, hey, you know, I'm going out of the wire tomorrow in front of this gentleman. He can go back and tell somebody that that's what we're doing, and that's the end of it.
That's right.
And you just, you have to be very careful what you talk about, and people need to think about that before they just open their mouths.
Is it a bad idea, then, to allow the use of personal communications on a base?
I don't think so. I mean, I really think that the training issues and the understanding are, you know, really what it's all about. I mean, you've got to be able to retain a part of your civilian life mindset that you have a family. If you're going to go out and risk your life and do the things that you did over in Iraq, go outside the wire with a group, whatever. You know, there's something inside of you, I believe, that must stay connected with, as we call it back in Vietnam, the world.
Yeah.
The real world. I was in the world. I'm getting ready to go back to the real world.
Yeah, that's what we said, too.
Yeah. And so you just, you've got to have that connection. But you have to be responsible. And that's one of the things that I think is still lacking today in all our society, both military and civilian, is we forget that we are responsible for the things that we do ourselves. And we have to remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree.
So we'll talk a little bit more about the level of responsibility that you as an individual have for your unit, the people involved, the security of, as well as the country in general. Because if you happen to be in a situation where your position should not be divulged, and it is, and it could cause devastating effects because it's something that nobody was supposed to know about, very few people would have even known about, and a simple thing like a cell phone call, an email, something would have triggered, I don't even want to use the word trigger, but it could have caused some things that shouldn't. Anyway, there's a lot of different things we should be talking about, and we're going to actually lean a little bit toward support services when we get back. So it's 30 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Mark Shander Show on Arizona News Talk 1260 and 96.1 FM. The website, by the way, if you'd like to take a look at what's going on with the station itself, is www.az1260.com. If you'd like to get in on the show, we have a full bank of open phones right now. 480-423-1260 is the number to call. That's 480-423-1260. And we will be back with more of The Mark Shander Show right after this.